Certainly happy to be here again. Could you all stand for the reading of God's word? We'd like to read out of the book of Chronicles this morning. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 17. I trust you was able to get some rest last night. I know many have been traveling and putting up under maybe difficult conditions. But we've come to give our time to the Lord and looking forward that He would speak to us in a personal way. That when the meetings are over, we could truly know in our hearts that we receive what we came for. I'd like to speak a little bit of consecration this morning. Because if we are at this junction time and God is fixing to bring the pastor's promise, the prophet said this is the hour of divine consecration for the Holy Spirit to move. God must have people consecrated and ready. And especially the young people. I would ask for their special attention this morning also. As we would really like to speak to them also in a special way. 2 Chronicles 17. Verse 1. And this was after the death of Asa. And he was one of the great kings of Judah. And he had just died. And his son Jehoshaphat was coming to take his place. So 2 Chronicles 17, verse 1. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. Very important. He strengthened himself against Israel. Not the Philistines. Not the Amalekites. Not the Syrians. He strengthened himself against Israel. Because you know, the kingdom was divided. And Jehoshaphat was king over Judah. And Ahab was king over Israel. And they were relations. Amen. Yes, and when he came into the throne, the first thing he did, he began to strengthen himself against Israel. You see, that's what he saw as the enemy. That's what he feared. And that's where he put all his defense. Amen.
Amen.
And 2 Chronicles 18. Verse 1. And there was about 17 years after. And now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. Now what's something here now? The same thing the man strengthened himself against. The man come and become part of it now. After about 17 years. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people whom he had with him.
And
persuaded him to go up with him to
Ramoth Gilead.
And Ahab king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat king of Judah, will thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead?
Ipapo api mambo Israel akatuma Jehoshaphat mambo wa Judah, mujana neni here Ramoth Gilead.
And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war.
Iye akapindura akati, ini ndakafanana newe, navanhu vangu sivanhu vako, ndichaenda newe kunorwa.
Now if that the way he felt, he should have spoken for himself.
Kana dai ari womanzwira aita yanga dai akataura mumwoyo make.
But now he was involving all the people in it.
Asi akukumbira kumba vanhu vese.
He said, I am as thou art.
Anzi ndakangoita sewe.
And my people as your people.
Vanhu vakaita sevanhu vako.
Amen.
Amen.
And verse 31 to 34. And you know, we leave out a big portion there. That is when Micaiah had to make that stand. And you know, he got thrown in prison for it. Amen.
Amen.
And verse 31. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out and the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captain of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the armor. Therefore he said to his chariot man, turn thine hand that thou may carry me out of the host, for I am wounded.
Ipapo mambo akati kumufambisi wengoro, dzoka uendese kunze kwehondo, nokuti ndakuwadzwa kwazvo.
And a battle increased that day, howbeit the king of Israel held himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until evening.
Kurwa kwakanyanya kwazvo nomusuyu, asi mambo waIsrael akazvitsigira mungoro yake akarwa navaSiria kusvikira madekwana.
What a pathetic sight.
Chini chinosuisa zvakadi.
Here the man was dying.
Murume yanga akufa.
He was wounded.
Anga kuvadzwa.
And he was still desiring to hide his weakness.
Asanga chikula kuvanza ronda rake.
He propped himself up in his chariot.
Akasimudzira mukati mengoro.
That's the kind of man Ahab was.
Ndozvana zvakaita Ahab izvo.
Still trying to behave like everything is all right.
Kuita kunge zvinhu zvakaringana.
Put a good image.
Kuita senge munhu kwae.
Let people see you in a certain way.
Kuti vanhu vakone imwe nzira.
And here he was dying.
Asari kufa.
The worst king of Israel. The worst king of Israel.
Mambo akaibisa Israel.
The judgment of God was upon him.
Tonga komarga yepa.
He was a cursed man.
Angari munhu akatukwa.
And before he lifted his eyes and repented and asked God for mercy.
Asingari kutendeka kumira mari tsitsi.
He was trying to prop himself up.
Aizvozvimudzirafuti.
May God help us.
Vari ngati vasiri. Amen.
Amen. And about the time of the going down of the sun, he died.
Zvino panguva yekuvira kwezuva akafa.
And we just want to get a couple of verses again. In chapter
19.
And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace in Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him. And said to King
Jehoshaphat,
shouldest thou help the wicked and love them who hate the Lord? Therefore there is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the idols out of the land, and
hast
prepared thine heart to seek God. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. Isn't that wonderful? He was out of the will of God. He got caught up in the wrong company. Went out there, and here's a man who was living so upright, fortified himself against the enemy, become part of the very thing he strengthened himself against, cross the word that was spoken to him, warning him, and still went out there And when death was staring him in the face and cried out to God, God just moved them Syrians away and sent him back in peace. Amen.
Yes,
but when he went back, he went right back among the people who he carried into that alliance, and he bring them back to the Lord God of their fathers. Amen.
Amen.
When the word of God really strikes a person's heart, amen, you watch and see God really move on the scene. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come in thy presence today, Lord. We are looking forward with great anticipations,
yes,
that thou would meet with us and bless us in thy word.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, you know what we have need of, Father. Yes. And before the foundation of the world, you appointed these services that we could come and gather together. And we realize it's not by our might or what we can do or what we know. For Father, we've come submitting ourselves unto thee in the fear,
yes,
of God,
yes,
desiring only thy perfect will, dear God, and praying that the operation of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
would move in the word. And the will of God be revealed and unfolded to us so clearly.
Hallelujah.
And you give us hearts to receive it and walk in obedience to it, Lord.
Yes,
oh God, that you could come and move amongst us, Lord. And you could bring us into such a relationship, into such a harmony. You could bring your church into such a condition in this hour.
Amen.
When the very thing that we are under anticipation and expectation for, we could see it begin to come from negative to positive,
yes,
become such living and unfailing realities.
Amen.
In our very midst, dear God, that we could see you manifesting,
yes,
these things in the lives of your elected children. Dear God, I pray you just consecrate our hearts today and you speak to us directly and personally, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Individually, may your word bring conviction.
Amen.
May it bring us, oh God, to a place where we can take inventory.
Yes,
we can search our lives, dear,
yes,
God, and we can look in the mirror of your word and,
yes,
find where we might be needy, oh God, where we might be wanting, oh God.
Yes.
For Lord, we so desire to be built up in the most holy faith of this hour. Have thine own precious way.
Yes.
Bless the speaker of your word and the hearing of your word, and may you get honor and glory in this service, and may it bring your people into a closer and a more consecrated life, into a deeper fellowship with,
yes,
you,
Lord,
that there will be nothing between our souls and our Savior. Oh, may you grant it today, Father.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we ask these blessings. Amen and amen. Could we say amen?
Amen.
Means so be it.
Amen.
Amen. That is of our hearts. We have our seats. Amen.
Amen.
I want to take for the title this morning, a total separation from all unbelief. God would call for a separation from unbelief. And we must know what unbelief is. And we must know the dangers of associating with evil. Because the word of God says friendship with the world is enmity with God. And then we also admonish in the Bible to shun the very appearance of evil. And the prophet said sin is like jumping cactus. You get too close to it. It could jump upon you. Amen.
Yes,
so we want to shun the appearance of all evil. Because this is the hour. God is calling for a perfect work.
Yes.
Like he told
Abraham,
walk before me and be perfect. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And in this message, speak to this mountain.
And
our precious brother was singing this morning. Faith can move the mighty mountain. It's time for the ministry of St. Mark
11:23.
The ministry of the masterpiece. There was a building of a masterpiece. Then there had to be an unveiling of that masterpiece. After it was built, after God finishes work, he comes along and reveals what he has done. And just like in the Old Testament, there were four foundations laid. One was Abraham. One was Isaac. One was Jacob. One was Joseph. Joseph was not the masterpiece. He was the fourth foundation that the masterpiece was built upon. The perfection that had been the masterpiece. peace. There was a shadow of that masterpiece. Amen. And then on those four foundations of the patriarchs, God built that masterpiece. Amen. And what a great masterpiece that was. And the prophet, in bringing out that revelation, he showed us in the New Testament, when it comes to the church, that she is part of the of him. The bride is part of the bridegroom. She is a piece of the master. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not another piece. It's just a part of him. Amen. He is the beginning of the creation of God. And she is the continuation of the same creation. Hallelujah. And he said, Luther laid a foundation. And where did he lay a foundation? And the Pentecost was laid a foundation. And Barabbas came to lay the fourth foundation. Hallelujah. He was laying a foundation. Hallelujah. For a masterpiece. A super church. She was going to be the fulfilling of all the revelation that spoke of the bride. Because the bridegroom came at the end of the Old Testament and took from Genesis to Malachi and proved he was the principal thief of the entire Bible. He was the living word standing on the outside of the Bible, walking the earth, knowing the word is made flesh.
Yes, sir.
And at the end of the New Testament, after seven ages, each age was producing part of the mystery. Amen. They're all seven mysteries. Become one mystery. Because Christ. And he's the mystery of God revealed. And how has he been revealed in the Bible? In bright form. Amen. The prophet says in the bright coming of Christ. Amen.
Yes, sir.
When he comes in human flesh, the first coming, he comes in the corporeal
body.
But in the second coming, he comes in human flesh. Like Genesis 18, God and a man,
not
the corporeal body, God and a man, and the bright part, a mystical body, a redeemed body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
Yes, sir.
And here this is new.
Page 6.
The prophet said, the opening of the seven seals
closes
the New Testament. Amen.
Yes.
We thought it opened the
Bible.
He said that was the Lamb's book of life. The New Testament, not the old. The New Testament knows who he shed his blood for. The word in
every age.
Them who were in Christ,
chosen
in him,
before
the foundation of the
Yes, sir.
And when that seven seals open,
it
closes the New Testament. The prophecy is finished. Seven thunders. It is what was, what is, what is to come. All the way back to the New Jerusalem. Amen.
Yes.
And on the outside of the book, because after denominational ages is finished, amen. After the seven church ages is finished, then the Lamb takes the book
and
break the seals. Hallelujah! It's another time, another age, a bright age. Hallelujah! Apostolic age. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So on the outside of the book, there's a little group of the true
seeds.
Power to hunt them out and quicken them seeds.
Because
they will show the mystery of the entire New Testament.
All
the New Testament spoke of a bride who will be flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, light of his life. He's walking somewhere in the earth. I believe part is in this building. Right here this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The living word.
Written epistles. I'll tell you what really is. Manifested epistles. Hallelujah. Be read upon men today. Glory be to God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
It was a tremendous thing. Amen.
Amen.
I tell the prophet preached a powerful message. He didn't see us as some ordinary people trying to serve God. He sees this as the express attributes of God. He said, how could you be the word if you wasn't a taught? Because a word is a taught express. And the touch of God, the eternal touch of God, that became his express word.
Yes, sir.
He said, that's the message of the hour. The express touch of God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The Lamb's Book of Life. God's touch. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Wait until they begin the final. How they paid for the sins in Christ. Same way Levi was paying tax. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
God is going to show them where they come from. That's what it did to Job. Amen. Where were you?
Amen.
You were back there in the thoughts of all
God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So this message speaks to this mountain. He said, I believe. He had the temple manifested. He saw he spoke and something came in. And the Spirit was dealing with him. And showing him that is what God is bringing the church up to. And he was the first partaker. And that this was the age. And this would show that the bride has come right back up into speaking conditions. Amen. Form right back in the image of God. A real masterpiece. Amen. And then he went and began to preach this message. If you sit to this mountain. So yes, he struggled with the scripture. He couldn't understand it. But then when it was interpreted, he understood what Jesus meant. When he spoke about greater works. Or before, he says, more works. He said, I'll show you what the great is. He said, when Jesus, he turned the water into wine. The water was potentially wine. Amen.
Amen.
And then when he multiplied and burned the loaves, he only multiplied the creation. He said, but in this day, there was nothing. It's like back in Genesis. He said, let the earth square. And they came the same way. Jehovah, back in the beginning, said, let the earth square. And it was coming back. And the Holy Spirit was showing him in the Bible. It was a promise for this hour. And he understood. In his own life, he had been prepared for it. Then he began to breathe to the church as a promise. Because this was the hour when the sons of God, the predestinated, in this bright age, when the book is open and the title deed comes back to sight, for whom the victory belongs to, that dominion shall be here again.
Exactly.
So he came and speak to this mountain. And he said, I believe that the church of the living God is moving into a sphere now. That's going to shake the whole world. That's the first time it's been since the days of Jesus of Nazareth. To a human being. Ask. And anything that you will shall be given unto you. Anything you desire, Don't you see the words of Jesus Christ being fulfilled? He
said,
oh, it's going to come to pass pretty soon. He said, I'm looking for it to happen in this
evening.
I'm looking for it to happen now. That anointing
who
was testifying to them. He said, I've had great anointings. He said, I stood in Durban, South Africa. He said, I see 30,000 people saved at one time. He said, that's 10 times the day of Pentecost.
When
3,000 were saved. He said, there I saw 7 truckloads of wheelchairs. With one prayer. He said, how great anointing. He said, but that day in that house,
we'll
have to write. He said, that woman is so quiet.
You're going to
hear her screaming a city block away. He said, it felt like a building was tearing apart. He said, I've never felt an anointing like that. He said, I call it super anointing. Glory. There was a channel. He began to realize that the world was breaking and he was coming to that phase of the ministry and he began to understand better by the divine revelation being made plain. Exactly what part of the world he was. What was
promised.
He understood the strength of the unconditional covenant of grace. God
had
taken the fears out of his life. That angel took the word and dragged the fear
away
from him. He said the greatest plague that fell among Christians is fear. He said the greatest plague. He said the word taught many times. He said the Armenians, they get the people all top because they are legalists. And then the Calvinists, they make grace into disgrace. And the people don't have no real conviction and responsibility. And they lose the spirit of revival. Amen. But here he was, back in the Ephesians, the Holy Spirit revealing the promises that was in the promised land, the redemptive blessings in the land of the first. Hallelujah! And he knew he was predestinated in the Lamb's book of life to attain that inheritance. Hallelujah! He knew under no circumstances his name blotted out of the book of life because he was eternal as God was eternal. He was understanding it. And when he began to understand it and he began to see the hour, he said, I've come with the word to drive the fear away from the people. Hallelujah! Glory!
Yes, sir.
And he said, I'm wanted to happen now.
That
anointing, that revelation was putting him in the channel where he could be anointed. That quality. He said it was a deeper anointing of the same spirit. He was anointed. There was the same angel. He said the angel of the Lord.
The Holy Spirit that was performing miracles is now revealing truth. He said, this is beyond miracles. Hallelujah. He said, people want power. But these things come by the word.
People abide in me. And the word abides in me. Ask what you want.
Amen.
He wanted to bring us into that place. And he went to California. And then a great meeting. And he had this hidden treasure in his heart. The experiences were so real. He walked out of the woods. He ate them squirrels. He went to the church in Jeffersonville. And he preached new ministry. He jumped in his car, and he drove all the way to the West Coast.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And I begin to speak. Speak to this mountain.
Amen.
He wasn't trying to bring a nice sermon. He had to express his inspiration. That the experiences that God has given him confirming the word for the hour. He had followed it closely. And he had come to that spot. Like we have followed ours closely. And
I've
come into this spot. And he
had
seen his anointing. He was acting upon his inspiration. He was speaking these things. In the revelation of his
saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want it to happen now. That anointing will strike the whole church of the living God. And she will rise to her feet like a mighty march in her
hand.
The sick will be healed by
our
word. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. The
dead
will be raised up. And the power of God will shake the world with the church of the living God. He says, we are in the process of it now.
1959.
How much more? I can watch the temple now. We are getting ready for a new ministry. The former things have come to pass. New things I declare. Before I come to objection time. Thank God. Amen. It was a promise. This will be the time. He said, stop the rotting faith to the glory of the church. And those who couldn't get a hold of faith will come into substance faith. Amen.
You're
heard by the hearing of the word. But now they are. They will see. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, I believe it's soon coming to pass. I believe it will be just exactly that way. I believe it's going to strike the church of God. Soon it's going to start a revival and will shake the world.
Amen.
Let not girls
think
they're going to gather the whole world. He said, a mighty shaking. Like when he was back in Chicago. But a boat came. He said, oh, what a problem. God give me a dream.
You're
going to shake Chicago. He said, Joseph. He said, not to make fun out there. He said, the church. Them who have been looking for the promise. He said, they will recognize it. He said, when we came there. He said, that was a shaking. Everything that was shaking was shaking. And everything could be shaking the place, will be shaking the place. Amen. What an honor. There'll be a little bride that's going to have a ministry
that'll
bring the resurrection. Amen.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Prophet said, let's get ready for the final call. He said, this little bride will be the final voice to the final age. The Spirit. Who is the Spirit? We are not Trinitarians. The Spirit is Revelation
10:1.
Jehovah of the Old Testament. Almighty God. Who put the galaxies in existence. That's your God. Who
are
above us. In the first and second pillar.
At
the front of the blast. At the pillar of fire. Over the prophet head. God above us. Then the third pillar. That pillar of fire. Having the human flesh, God amongst us, and the prophet of Emmanuel, super fine, God with us. Who do you say this is? There's a man here in the turn of the light, acquainted Solomon, he's here. He was identifying that a man, like a prophet, like a God, came to Abraham. Glory be to God. God with us. In the top
corner.
Opening the world.
Speaking
the mysteries.
Glory!
They don't stop there.
God, there come the God in us. Hallelujah. God, we are one man. Man,
I'm
many member
bodies.
A little group of the true children of the world. God is a babies. Jehovah is a baby. You have need of milk. Amen. I sense a newborn babes. He
signed
the sincere milk of the world. Then God is a little children. Still tossed to and fro. But growing up, grow up into the head. Amen. Like a child.
It's
a lot of
all.
But different nothing to a servant. Amen. You have an inheritance. But you ain't got of age yet. You're thinking like a child. Still speaking like a child. But when you become a man, you're full of childish things. Hallelujah! Me belong to the
full.
God loves now. In 1990, not thinking like a child, not crying like a baby, but God is speaking conviction. God is becoming a man. Hallelujah! Born of his bone and flesh and flesh.
In
my offense again, I'm super fine. God is bride. Being united, the spirit and the bride say the same thing that the spirit said when he was here in the prophet. Hallelujah! Glory! Super
science!
Super sense! Super church! Super race! No! Super
device!
Hallelujah! Bride knows what part of the world she is! Glory!
Hallelujah!
He saw it. He was hungry.
Like
Simeon. He longed to see the Lord. He longed to see a super church. He was under expectation. He was deep. Crazy. When you have genuine expectations, you are asleep. Food mean nothing to you. Amen. You're looking for the world. You manifested. You have a revelation in your heart. And you come to the hour. And you know the time is at hand. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
My. He said, the Lord God of heaven.
He says, you're already
telling the quote. Speak to this mountain. He said, the Lord God of heaven and earth, whose servant I am, and stand here now before you, and the name of Jesus Christ, those words are true. He said, oh, we are nearing something. My heart's waiting with anticipation. He said, I can't even rest in my heart. It's never left me. I couldn't sleep on the road out here. I couldn't sleep for 2 or 3 hours a night. I just can't rest. Because I know something is going to happen. Our God is going to move and see. Just a shot, we are standing here. He had traveled 2,000 miles. But the inspiration could have left him. Maybe while he's driving, he's seen himself back in the woods. How you seen him? They're so normal. Since 56. He had a tent vision of a third pole. He didn't know what was going to be. He was sitting in the woods. His man was in schools at first. As a hunter, he couldn't find him. He said, well, I'm going to relax a little bit. Let the brothers hunt a while. And all of a sudden,
come.
He slipped into that gear. And the thoughts keep coming. If you say to this mountain, he wasn't conscious. Those thoughts. He was wrestling with it. And he said, why am I thinking about that? And while he sat there, he is going to lead up to the sycamore tree. I believe we somewhere like that. Maybe we sit now here relaxing, thinking about the scriptures.
We're
under the sycamore tree. He didn't know. In a few seconds afterwards, the voice of
minutes.
My name is
God was in that place. God was moving around. God was putting the thoughts upon him. Holy Ghost was pushing upon him. If we know the other, oh, he was with some brothers in the boat. Some fellows in the ship. Floating on the river.
There's
a little fish in here, a little fish in there. Amen. Catching bait. A while was there. They got to talk about the goodness of God. They begin to feel blessed in the soul. And the brother said,
oh my God.
Maybe we could go and visit the old sister. She used to give us bread and butter. It would be nice to tell her we are saved now. He says, I begin to notice something about this ministry. Just the way you say things.
Hallelujah!
He said, all of a sudden, he said, I heard like a whirlwind. Whirlwind of the mountain. And circle over the boat. And the boat begins to rock. And they're trying to handle balance. And the voices stand to your feet. Hallelujah! Glory! And maybe he was driving the car. Go down to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And all his thoughts coming down. It kept coming. He said, Lord, you told me I'm going to have a new ministry. Is that it? If it is, Father, let your presence come back.
And
say, come back upon me again. Hallelujah! Little teach my brother. Little teach my sister. But when you know how to perfect faith, when you know the Holy Spirit, when you have a relationship, when you understand your experience, when you know what you're born for, when you can find the leadership of the Holy Ghost in your eyes, when you're under expectation for God's promise revealed in this hour from His Word. Amen. And how do you feel about atmosphere? Every day, every moment, you're looking for the promise. You're under expectation. Glory! Oh, Lord, God, these meetings! Hold us down! Take away all unbelievers, Lord! Separate us completely! Bring us into His presence! Into reality! Where we love! God is ours! We are part of the setting! We are fixing the coming to the fullness of it!
Yes, sir! Hallelujah!
He says, oh, we are nearing something. He said, just as sure as he said back yonder about the discernment in their hand and the secrets of their heart, he's promised something else. Here it is already confirmed among the people. He said, but I feel here one great thing is necessary. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me now about. I believe we ought to have a night that we should consecrate ourselves. He said, don't you think so?
Hallelujah!
He said, are you ready, Church of God? Are you ready for such a move? Is that your expectation? Is that your hunger? Is that your thirst? That the same revelation to you, who are part of the world, living in the hour when these things are to be, things are to be. Hallelujah! Glory!
Yes.
Is it having the same effect in your life that it had in the prophet's life? Is it making you hunger? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, are you ready for such a
movement?
Have you buried every sin in the blood of Jesus Christ? Have you confessed all your wrongs?
Yes, sir.
He says, and we are just shadowing something near at hand now. I don't know just where. Where or how. But I've told you exactly God's truth. And God knows that's true. I want the consecration. I want this church to draw so close to God. I want to be so close to God that we might be in this meeting here. That will break forth to this church here. I'm telling you, when that takes place, the coming of the Lord is at hand. The enemy with the atomic bombs is coming like a flood. The Spirit of God is rising a standard against it constantly. He said, just remember, just as I told you about the discernment, taking the hand, the secrets of their heart, how that things is fulfilled every time. So, has this happened just exactly the way it said it? And it's just exactly with the scriptures. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He said, don't you fear, church of God. I know you've got a lot of scruples among you. You got a lot of upsets and downsets and everything else. But still, you are a church of the living God. By the grace of God, you are. No matter what you done, or how you done, God forgive you your sins. He wants a consecration. And then in his prayer as he closed out this great message, he says, the Lord God is in the midst of his people. This is the hour of divine consecration. If you can believe, the Lord God requires a consecration. He cannot break forth upon us until we are being so surrendered to his word. To his power. May we lay down our heads.
That is same story.
May we lay down our feet.
That is also what tell you.
Our innards. May we put our fire.
That is same what tell you.
May we surrender everything.
That is the same story.
May the word of God.
Show our body.
Find a place in our hearts.
That is what it should be.
Where we will have such a desire.
But you know what it should be.
As the prophet called a whole man taste. A man who
loves
the world knows that the holy man taste. He has the love of God in his heart. The love of the Father. He wants to see the word promised for this hour confirmed in his own life. Amen. He cannot break forth until we have our hearts so cleansed from sin and things of the world.
Amen.
I want you to listen to this carefully. These are not my words. This is God's word. This is the word prophet, doctor, the word of the prophet. Amen. This is God's requirement for the
world.
That have no barriers. That don't have no barriers. That's his holy word. He said he cannot break forth until we have our hearts so cleansed from sin and things of the world. Until the Holy Ghost can
write
it upon us. And so around us now, he said, as he has me right now,
there
is breaking forth something new. Watch and see.
That's
already happening. It will break forth just a
second
standing in this platform.
All right.
Yes, sir. It's all right. It's all right. Amen. Amen.
Let it get under his control. Let it have a punish. There we go. Let the broken chains of his world. Let it go. No self-will. Only his will. Amen. Let's live this lordship. Glory.
Yes, sir.
All right, be ready for it to receive the Lord God and great blessings. You, Church of God, Church of the Living God, He says, every one of you. Amen. And just let me take something else here. I'm trying to background these things quickly to show why it's so necessary to shun the appearance of all evil. To shun the appearance of all evil. To make a total separation. Amen. Set our priorities right. See what is of value to us. Amen. Our redemption wasn't a cheap thing. The prophet said, you don't know what it costs to bring this message. He said, things of value come at great price. Samson was willing to pay the price. Amen. He saw the possibility. Long after the eyes went off the sea. 1965. The eyes. Seer. Went off the sea. Amen. And he began to think about it. How when the eyes was here. Kind of power. Speak to this mountain. Little fishy. Jesus Christ, give it back to life. Stop, go back where you come from. We think about it. Amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And since the eyes went off the scene, a new crop grew to the head. Not the thighs. Not the tongues. We live all that part already. We're in the head time. A new crop. Ready for the last great
cure.
Amen. I believe this is the hour. People are going to get a revelation. The very inspiration. Just like the prophet. Will make them cry out. Bring on the holy vesture. It's time for a change of vesture. Time for a change of ministry. They put a new robe on Joseph. Elisha had to tear his own mantle and put on the mantle of Elisha.
Brother Branham.
In the dream, he was dressed different. Like a chief. Like an Indian chief. With the bangles and the double trump
colors.
You're just like a chief Texas ranger.
He said
there was something about the way you spoke. You were so certain. You commanded. You spoke with authority. And you was right all over. And you was at the head of the table. Hallelujah! Glory!
Yes, sir.
And your word was good as his word. You have the king's salt. If you say, hallelujah!
Yes.
He said some brothers was trying to hybrid that horse to a black
mare.
And you came around and you caught them. And you said, leave that alone. Amen. Don't splice no tapes. Amen. Don't tell you this word. He said, this is not my word. His word. Splicing jeans. Amen. This message.
Sure.
He said, that white horse. And you came along and you saw it. Amen.
Yes.
So watch. There's going to be a bride. We'll be at the head of that table. Like what Esther, she'll put on the royal apparel to go into the presence of the king. Then what she speaks, the king will perform.
Hallelujah!
In that hour of the persecution, ask what you will, Esther. Whatever you say, even to the half of my kingdom. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We should so desire to be fully surrendered. Brother Bram is a man fully surrendered to God. Is omnipotent. The words on the lips of a spiritual man is dirty speaking. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Humble ourselves. Page 10. He said, now as we look at this watch,
let's
find out what time it is. Unless that every instrument in that watch is coordinating one with the other, we'll never know the correct time. And that takes all of us together. If we want to see the total really do something for God and coordination with every one of us together to humble ourselves before God and confess our
wrongs
and pray and believe God for these things. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, no, I'm looking for something to happen to start that toe pull into
match.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He said, now it's my time for consecration. God, time to speak to me. I must have a little change in my
old
life. Not as I think that I'm wicked, but I want to feel a little more close to the
kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Over to you. He, when he came to that ministry, he says, if we want to see it, we have to do something. Here, certain conditions must be met. Amen.
Amen.
And he was working by spiritual laws to achieve spiritual things. Because he was a spiritual scientist. Working with the chemicals of the world. Of a perfect God and a perfect bride. Amen. And then when he saw those things, he began to show to us. And he, in his own word, spoke about total separation from all unbelief, because that's what we are desiring. We don't want that less than that. If he had to meet that condition, and when he met it, God moved, then he didn't give us another standard. He didn't give us another requirement. Because you know God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if one man meet God upon that basis, and God does that,
the
same God is obligated. When all of us meet him in the same basis, we will have to do the same thing. Believe us, ours. Amen.
Yes.
So our lesson that we quickly want to look at this morning, we're not going to take too long. I think enough has been said already. But just to strike up something here. A little lesson that comes out to us of the dangers of trying to live too close to the world, of compromising, of letting on your standard, begin to
stack
your riding, begin to get complacent and irresponsible. Amen.
Begin
to get self-secure.
Because of the blessings of God. Amen. Begin to think we can take chances. Begin to think that we can take chances. That we can realize or be reminded. Amen.
Yes, sir.
In this hour, we are so close. We want to stay right in them bloody footprints. Keep looking the Calvary. Walk in the
hall.
Amen.
Sir.
And all of us know the study. It was in the days of Elijah. In the days after Elijah prophecy had gone forth. Elijah had come on the scene. Blasted for a message. A prophecy of judgment. Upon Ahab and Jezebel. Religion and politics. There was a union. Amen. Was the midnight hour. In Israel, it was an apostasy, blackout, and Jezebel went from behind the scenes, working through Ahab, speaking with the voice of Jezebel. Amen.
Yes,
like America. Amen. Glory.
Yes.
The Lord speaking with the voice of the dragon.
Amen.
And the people wasn't catching ready. They couldn't see that pagan influence. And all those timely, well-orchestrated moves to set a trap and take the people under the control. But there's a prophet, a seer, that the word of God came to. In an hour when men went into hiding, and when many courageous men had died in the field of battle, and the tide of evil was sweeping over the land, and the whole nation was being caught up in idolatry. It was an evil time. It was so far away from the standard in the days of Solomon. They came from all over to see the glory of Israel. Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
When the Queen of the South traveled thousands of miles,
walked
in the temple, and she saw the porters by the door. She saw the cupbearers. She saw the attendants. And she saw Solomon walking up to the throne, taking his place, and the wisdom of God, and the proceed of the Lord. Hallelujah! She had no more spirit left in her. She said her half has not yet been told. Glory! It was such a tremendous change. God gave him rest from the past. Because of fear. When they saw the glory and the power. But the seeds of idolatry had been carefully sown while men slept. All kind of tears was being sown in the field. And another crop was coming up. Idolaters. Talking about another
crop.
Creepers wrapping themselves around the wheat and trying to form the wheat. Amen. And here now, in the very land, on the very same throne where Solomon and David sat, Amen, was an Ahab and a pagan. Amen.
Yes,
they have fallen into such a dark pit. And it was time for God to raise a standard.
Yes, sir.
And shake that nation. It was time for God to take a polished shaft from his quiver and pierce the conscience of Israel right to their heart, where they work to bring conviction and shake them back to reality.
Which means Jehovah is my strength.
A man who wasn't afraid to
walk right into the court and say, Lord, you are real or fall till I call for you.
Hallelujah!
Even the elect in that hour was in hiding. Amen. Elijah didn't know he was around. He goes,
here,
Lord. Oh, I'm pursuing
you.
I'm
going
to break the seal. I'm sure the little group marching all the Christian soldiers. He said, you know the only one, Elijah. I'll give you a preview. Yes, about us. Who are going to rapture? He saw the marching go up in the rapture to the new Jerusalem. Glory!
Yes, sir.
And Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat.
He was in the land of the time
too.
Oh, and there's a mighty prophet. And Elijah zeroed in on his targets. On Ahab.
Ahab.
On Jezebel.
Jezebel.
On them false prophets. Amen. He showed that God hated those things. And he left his message had left such impact. And here now the prophecy lingered. And it was time for it to come to pass. And in that very hour, here was Jehoshaphat, 17 years now on the throne. He was a good man. Lovely fellow.
Amen.
But he loved a lot of fellowship. You know, he was easily to be persuaded into things. You know,
it's
going to hurt people's feelings. Sometimes a little, you desire to be popular. And right there, I was going to call it God for
him.
And we see,
you
know, Israel history.
Israel.
There had been no back there. In that hour, was told by the prophet. It's happening here again.
Said,
look on the throne. You had men like David and Lincoln and Washington. He said, no, you have a Kennedy. And there's Elijah in the land. And
there
are 7,000 up there. And the Catholic Church. So the entire history in the Book of Kings and Chronicles was actually repeated itself. You see, there's a nature in history that repeats itself. There's nothing new under the sun. What was is and shall be. Whenever that cycle comes back around, it is the same thing happening. Different faces. Same spirits. Amen. So here are the Elijah. Here are the 7,000. Here are the Obadiahs. Doing good works. But the servant right in Ahab's court would not condemn the evil. It is easier to live with it. Then separate it from
it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And then you notice that when God showed the prophet, he said, look, this thing is happening again. And
it
is exactly positionally where you are in time. Why did God do that? To give him understanding that he will be able to see what each spirit will do, what each seed will mature itself into. Amen. Because he understood that nature of history had repeated itself. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And right now, when Micaiah the prophet had a seven seal vision, he was part of 7,000.
A
type of the fireball in the
city
there, saying exactly what Elijah said. And
it is
right now, we see that Jehoshaphat made one of his biggest mistakes. Now we have a question. Why did this man,
so,
who strengthened himself by
against Israel.
That
the same thing he saw about deadly evil. Turn around and associate himself with
it.
Why?
Say.
How can he be deceived like that?
I believe
it would be good for us to look into it. You see,
a man
is a part of his experiences.
Amen.
And the message influence, the prophet emphasizes to us the importance of right example being set before children. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Sure. He told a story one time about this man who is a drink. Had a weakness of alcohol. So it's a Christmas time.
Christmas.
We go house to house drinking.
I found out that
all kind of strange wines. He got so intoxicated. He had his little boy was coming home. And he's wobbling coming. You know, walking in all different directions. And he
finds
the boy is leaning back. So he turned around to see what keeping him back. And he saw the boy coming like that too. And he says, what's the matter with you, boy? Why are you walking like that? And the little boy began to cry. He's over dying. He said, I'm only trying to follow your footsteps.
Mama,
right here, the father realized he was leaving footprints by the way he walked for children to follow. He was set up by example. Amen. And he made a prayer for you. He said, oh God, I never took another trip. Amen.
Yes.
And that message influence, the prophet to show what happened to Uzziah. He went back into his life. Into his history. Because a person is only a product of the experiences. You know the prophet tell a story? How the rags became parchment paper. Because went through a certain the image of the queen, the image of the king rather. Amen. And so it is, the bride, the experiences that God has ordained for her, is bringing her out into the image of the king. And so any person is a product of the experience. Because if a person don't know the history, they wouldn't know the identity. You see, your history is what reveals your identity. That the history is an important thing. And your geography is what deals with your environment. So there is spiritual history and a spiritual geography. You know, in America recently, I was reading in Time Magazine. There's a people don't know the geography. A boy goes wrong and get lost, and they call his parents. Tell them how they can locate him. Because they don't know where he's at. He don't know about his environment. Amen. And each seed requires a certain type of environment. If it
must
bring forth fruit to perfection. Amen. And because we see the natural life, bodily life, animal life, everything has its environment. Amen. And you serve in the bride, everybody has their position.
Have
another calling. That abide in the calling. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So, if we can find out
something about Jehoshaphat's environment and something about his history, we may understand how
he
could be persuaded in that type of situation. We may understand why many of us can't act the way we're supposed to act. Look at the prophet.
Jehoshaphat had understood. Because here was pagan shrines. And even Ahab had built a great temple for Baal, where all Israel could be gathered together. And they had a priest
soldier.
And he was the
worst
of all the kings. Amen.
Yes.
And here was Judah. They had the problems too. They had some sodomites. They had a few groves. They had a few idolaters. Because they see the influence is coming over. Amen.
Yes.
And when Jehoshaphat, he saw his father. When his father came to the throne, his father saw from the ending of Jeroboam's reign, where the seeds was being sown, to the time of Ahab, the midnight hour. And Jehoshaphat, who was his firstborn son, was being trained to take over the throne when his father died. And Asa, he was one of the sternest kings.
Bible
says he served God with a perfect heart. From the time he came in, he
began
to set things lower. Amen. He began to root out the
sodomites.
He began to cut down all the idols. Even his own mother had an idol in the palace. And his mother was the queen. And you know what he did? He saw the one that set the right example and
lived
the right influence for his son, that his son would see how the dangers that a little lamb
could
love the whole
lamb.
Remember when the prophet came to the temple, Holy Spirit said, keep the feast of the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Enter into your secret closet.
You're
coming to Jordan. It was a total debt. To self.
Yes.
To enter into the huge portion of heaven. So look here. Asa went and teared on his mother's idol. And he removed his mother from being queen. He started to clean up his own home. To show us what the real example
would
be. Because the
temple
is to the household
of God.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. And Jehoshaphat saw them things. Now
Jehoshaphat,
he came into the throne at the age of
35.
And his father reigned for 41 years. So it's very simple. When his father was in the sixth year of his reign, it means Jehoshaphat was born. So for 35 years, if we look and see what the history of Israel
was,
if we see the events that dominated the time, if we see what
is
happening in the nation, in the political realm, the religious realm, the social realm, and the neighboring kingdom, we will know the events that influence the time. And we find out the most predominant event was war.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
35 years of war. There were all the days of the reign of Asa. There was war. So, and when there's war, a lot of kings
Allow tensions.
State
of emergency. Curfews. Night raids. Children have been isolation. They can't go for walks. They can't enjoy too much outdoor life. It all has an influence upon them. It's shaping and molding the character. When they see sin dealt with, they learn to fear it. They learn to go along close to it. When he sees his father,
born
of his mother
Adam,
remove
the
being queen. You know he is going to grow and not go the other
way down.
Because he has his daddy to his own manida. And the very wound that
goes.
How much more don't say? Amen.
Oh yes.
Then there are a lot of famine. And in times of famine, people learn not to waste. Learn to appreciate what they have. Learn to cherish it. Learn to be contented with little. And in those days, when Jehoshaphat was growing up, there was famine. So look at those years. Suddenly, religious persecution, famine, idolatry, is what dominated the period of time. And he said how Israel had deteriorated to the present condition. So when he came in, you can imagine his father on his dying bed, speaking his last words
to him.
He said, son, you see that kingdom over there? Look what is on the very throne that David and Solomon sat on. He said, I've seen from Jeroboam to this time. And you see what I do with my own mother? You see what I did with this kingdom? You see where I make my own mistakes? You see what I die with sickness in my feet?
Asa
died with a disease in his feet. Then Jeroboam had a son. Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat.
He died, his intestines come out. Then Uzziah died with a leprosy in his forehead. Watch how that disease was coming. From the feet all the way up to the head. In the mind age now. Amen.
So,
there's even a disease called Alzheimer's disease. People losing their identity. No continence. No self-control. They do all kinds of strange things. See, they're going to insanity. And you must get the Bible and see how those things coming. And his father told him, he said, son, be very careful. The enemy is not them Syrians. Not them Philistines. Not them Egyptians out here. You say, see this thing right here? That's the enemy right there. Be careful. He said, that man is a diplomat. He's a shrewd politician. Yeah, because look at all this idolatry taking place in the land. The mightiest prophet we have ever seen. Since Moses, he said, come and preach. Blasted forth. And that man, look at him. Didn't take no heed. See? And Jehoshaphat took the warning. And when he did, he began to strengthen himself. You see, Israel and Israel kings was always a sneer to the hand of
Jehoshaphat.
At first, he fortified himself against them. Like many of us, When we came out to the organization, we started a guard against deception from the organization. They're not going to take us back in there. They're
going
to beg me as much as they want. They're
going to
offer me what they want. They're going to give me more money. They got a car. They're
going to
be better conditions. I'm not going back. But after a while, we stopped fortifying ourselves against them.
There is
no threat to us no more. Then we started fortifying ourselves against interpretations in the message.
Whether
this reveal, whether that not reveal, whether this man doing this, whether that man doing that, and we shall have God against those things. Sorry. Then, you know, we always fear and get deceived. But the Bible always says, take heed, you don't deceive yourself. Now, most people, there's God against the deceiving their own self. Sometimes we're so quick to guard against others deceiving us that we don't guard against ourselves. And that's a deception that is deceiving so many today. So many are deceiving themselves, thinking they're going to get by, thinking God loves them so much, thinking they have a special relationship with God, thinking that God has a lot of standard for them. Is the own private interpretation, is the own self-exaltation, is them thinking of themselves more highly than they are thinking of themselves? Is many becoming self-secure because God is there? Nobody is even there. They are deceiving themselves.
Lord of mercy. Yes, sir.
And here was Jehoshaphat. He was seen. The real enemy was
Ahab.
And he says, you know, Ahab, you have a big army. If he could invade me, he could take over my kingdom. So what he decided to do, the Bible said Jehoshaphat began to build up his military. If Ahab had good men with his slinging shot, men who
can
either fly from a distance at maybe 500 yards, he built up a lot of men who could use his shield real good. If Ahab had men who could use the crossbow real good, he maybe developed the battering ram. And you know, trying to give a balance of military power. You find in 2 Chronicles
17.
How he is fortifying himself.
He had
some thousands of troops.
He
could use the bow. Some thousands of troops.
There
were footmen who could scale walls and things. When they build high walls to fortify themselves, it had meant to scale them walls. Trying to do it to give them the offensive over the enemy. So he was fortifying himself against the hostile attacks of Ahab. But Ahab was watching him. And instead of Ahab coming with a military invasion, the enemy came with another attack. You see, sometimes you be praying for one kind of evil, but
it
comes another way. And then it came another way. Here was Jehoshaphat. He was all unprepared to deal with it in that hour.
What's
it? It was in the hour when
Micaiah,
every item left in the word of Elijah, when Ahab and Jehoshaphat in the ecumenical
move,
when the kings of the earth gathered their armies for the war, just before the destruction of Ahab, in the evening time, in that very hour, Elijah prophesy the jumping cactus.
I'm going to pray for the
Did you realize
that
all of them
are perfect words?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Here you are getting into the council and walking in the council of your godly. You have been influenced by a daughter who never paid respect to the word of Elijah. Who hated
Curse that thing.
special wines that he likes. The new just how he likes steaks done.
Amen.
Oh, didn't please him. And he was only commenting.
Yeah,
oh, this is nice. This is nice over here.
Very nice.
This is really nice.
Ah, very nice.
Amen. Amen. Where they find you and get a little intoxicated. Jezebel just give Ahab the eye. Now is the time.
And the
make the proposition.
He tired us.
You bottled up for it. Is a harlot going up with me to Ramon Gilead? You know the land is ours.
Amen.
It possession time.
Let
us possess inheritance.
Let
us take the premises.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. Forget the things of the past. And reach
forward
to the things of the
before.
It's Sunday. Amen, but I wasn't watching the words of the
prophet.
And Jehoshaphat felt funny. After being treated so nice to say no. You see, the prophet says, when you get on the enemy ground, he always takes you a little further than you intend to go. Amen. See,
he
always takes you a little further. Remember Samson the Bible? He got on the enemy ground. He was warned about it. He said, talk about if you time, weave my locks and tie to the beam. If you get new ropes and
bindings,
start playing with the devil. And the devil is pulling and pulling and pulling. And then finally, you have probed so much. He just gave the enemy the secret. And the enemy is trying to get a hold of the secret. And when the enemy get a hold of that secret,
it
did great damage. Amen. And the prophet said, Satan want to get a hold of our secret too. Amen. And then you want something?
All
remember Israel? Israel in the Bible.
Israel in Bible.
They went up to the feast. At Baal Peor. And when they got there, they come into a legal union. Amen.
They
been to commit fornication. They eat things sacrificed to the idols. Amen. What was happening? They've been destroyed. The enemy was taking them further than they intended to go. They're chopping cactus. Some great meetings.
You are
the important man, the important message.
He's
an angel came to me and touched me.
He's
an arrow and a prophet too, you know. Amen. Many of us are wrong. Amen. He was getting on the devil's ground. And going further than he intended to go. And being taken over the will of God. And it brought him
into destruction. Amen. Then here we see, look at Jehoshaphat. He goes up to Ahab. He accepts hospitality. After that, he was persuaded into open association. Openly now. And identify himself with Ahab. Not only that, but finally, he was even persuaded to take Ahab's place in the battle. Ahab, I am a disguise myself. And we all go together. Look at the position. Look at this man who's descending. Look at man who fortifies himself. A man who's turned on evil. But a chain is as strong as its weakest link. And the enemy coming another way. That he was totally unprepared for. And he lacked discernment. He didn't look seven times before he made that step. But the prophet says, not running head of Kata. Look seven times before you make one step. And here he was in that atmosphere, so influenced, and his people get caught up into it, and his own son. Oh, I can imagine when it gets a little dark. Jezebel whispered Atalia's ears. And she said, Atalia, honey, why don't you take Ahaziah for a walk outside? See if you like the lovely present that we got for him. Maybe a nice white stallion. And all by the stables. In the dark. We're two young people. Have no right to be together. And he wants to look at how she was painted up too. Looking like the world. But here he was. His father took him down the air. And he saw his father making an open declaration. Open identification. So he was just walking the footprints too. Something they're going to be sorry for many years. Something that was going to bring Atalia on the very throne. Jezebel on one side and Atalia on one side. Because men fail to look carefully, to examine closely, to take a real clear-cut stand, to make a total separation, to shun the appearance of evil. Men get flattered with hospitality. Men are persuaded in the trees. Amen. People led subtly into it. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
In a terrible position. Because out in the battle, when the war, the Syrians, the unbelievers, when they look at Jehoshaphat, they say, it is the king of Israel. I wonder how we look in the eyes of the world today. When the world look at us, what do they see? He was so identified. He was put under the influence of Ahab. That now he had sacrificed his own identity. To take up the identity of Ahab. That in the eyes of the world, they thought he was the world king of all Israel. Amen! A man that was cursed by a prophet. That he saw which corrupted so much people. The very in the eyes of the world, he was being seen as the personification of that evil. Amen.
in the sorrowful times of a letter who was under the curse of God. You are in the curse of your God. Taking the promises of the hour. Because you have never examined closely by the word of the eyes of the prophet what he was getting into. His spiritual eyesight was plucked out. How much Jehoshaphat here today? Believers, put the word close to the word. The evening shadows is falling. I'm closing. It's a consecration. It's a shaking. For the kind of place. For real consecration. To coordinate. Come to harmony with the word first. Get in harmony with the word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And unite to the eternal. For eternity.
I'm to examine everything by the words of Elijah the prophet. You want to abide in that word, and that word abide in you. Let us stand to our feet.
Lord of mercy,
let us bow our heads, close our eyes. I want to live the way you want me to live.
Amen.
I want to love the way you want me to love. Oh, Jesus be the Lord of all, the King of my heart. Jesus, I surrender. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender. Oh, to him, I freely
go.
It's a universal sign of surrender.
When
you lift your hands,
why don't
we lift our hands? And let us sing a verse of that. Lord, to Jesus. Unreachable
in the devil.
Lord, take my life. Let it be consecrated, Lord, to you. I believe in the church of time. I believe in the change in time.
We're
getting ready for ministry. Oh, God, set the fire. God on the
road.
Amen.
Let's
sing that. Oh, to Jesus. I surrender.
Amen.
Oh, to Jesus.
Yeah.